My players always picked up. I'm highly motivated, and I only play this game to be the best, and that's what I work for. I'm not playing in the NFL to be average. So for me, I only care about my play. When I see guys lacking, you know, go to them, help pick them up. But I know Julius is going to be very emotional going back to Chicago. It's going to be a tough game. You know, may the best team win.
Do you think there's a little extra juice for him going back there?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I know he's fired up. I know he's so fired up. And, you know, me just being able to go out there and play right next to him, I'm very honored, and I'm going to be fired up right along with him.
So he's fired up, you mean he's talking in practice more, or what's he doing?
He's more like a coach on the field, you know. He's not really, like, fired up. You know, he gets his job done. He goes 100. He gives you 1,000%, and then when game day comes, you can actually see who Julius Peppers really is. You know, he's a motivator, he's a playmaker on the field.
What have you guys kind of said about this rivalry going into this game? I mean, to fans, it's huge. How do you guys look at it?
It's very intense. And, you know, getting my second go-around from last year, I'm actually a starter, so I can actually, you know, feel the pressure. So for us, it's all about just going out there, having fun, executing the coach's game plan, and just playing fast.
Dayton, how have you seen yourself improve? I mean, you're making an impact out there. You're making splash plays. Where have you improved the most from year two to
just in my overall game, and every day, even every day when our coaches have the rookie meetings, I go sit in rookie meetings just to educate myself every day, because you learn something new every day, and you might have missed that one nugget that you could actually use out there on the field. You know, you might see that one play that you saw the coach went over, and you might see that formation, and you're able to make that play. So every day, man, I'm just getting better. I'm not satisfied yet. I'm going to keep working to progress, and, you know, all I can do is help this team out.
Even if you guys don't end up with big quarterback sack numbers against Jay, is it important just to rattle him, get him off?
Almost definitely. Just like last week, I don't think we had a lot of sacks. You know, I probably only had two, maybe three sacks. But we got Matthew Stafford, you know, out the pocket. You know, we made him uncomfortable in the pocket, and we have a lot of great guys, a few all-pro guys on this team, Clay Matthews and Julius Peppers, that can affect the quarterback. And it's up to, you know, me and Mike Daniels to do our jobs to keep continually to get Jay Cutler off that spot. Almost definitely. That's what any quarterback, you know, you make any quarterback uncomfortable, he's going to start throwing it. And for us, our only goal is just to play fast, hard, and physical. You know, we're not looking for that play. We're just – our main focus is to play team defense, fly around, have fun, be physical, make the play when it's presented to you. So we're not going to do anything selfish to make that play. We're all going to play gap sound. We're all going to do our job so that we can be successful.